you know, like your dad.
I'm Owen Dowtrick, and today I'm speaking with Wanda. Can you tell me about a fond memory of the 70s that you have?
I guess about the fondest memory I have of the 70s was I got married in 1969, and 1973 I had my son, and 1975 I had my daughter, and I always wanted to be a mommy. So that's my fondest memory. Is becoming a parent.
Did you have a favorite?
Child? Well, it's not fair to say that, because when you have your first child, and then especially if it's a boy, that's the greatest thing in the world.
A first child being a boy?
When your first child is a boy, that's amazing. Yeah. And then you have these couple years with this child alone, just you and him and the bonding you have. Does that make him a favorite? I don't know.
Probably for the time being, yeah.
For the time being, absolutely. Yeah, I guess.
What makes you say...
But then my son would always turn around and say to my daughter, you know, I'm mom's favorite. And then I would wait until I was alone with him, and I would tell him, Jackie, you are my favorite. And then when I was alone with Kathy, I would say, Kathy, you are my favorite.
Oh, so they don't know.
And hoping that they wouldn't say anything to each other.
Smart. If you could tell yourself something, your younger self in the 70s now, what would you say as advice?
I would have got myself, I always thought I was dumb, and I graduated from Reading High School in the upper 10th of my class.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good, because I think there was like 500 kids, and I graduated number 91.
Ooh.
And I always thought I was dumb. Now, I didn't take college prep courses. Mine were mostly business, but I didn't pursue when I didn't have anyone to push me. I would have gone to college, and I'm really, really sorry that I never did that.
You did not.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that college experience. Yeah.
So, in the 70s, there's a lot of stagnation, people getting laid off. Were you ever laid off in the 70s, or any time for that matter?
Well, could you call it laid off? I worked for my husband's uncle, who had a delicatessen stand down in Boyertown. And when I was pregnant, I gained 50 pounds, and I was so big, the kids had a hard time getting around me. So Uncle Les kind of laid me off until after I had, it was funny. I would never want that experience to go into an unemployment line again. They treat you awful. At that time, you had this little book, and you had to take it in. You had to stand in this line. People behind the line, they were so mean. It was like they were giving you their money. It was degrading.
In the unemployment line?
Yeah, in the unemployment line, it was degrading. I would never do that again. I'd go sell newspapers or whatever I had to do before I'd do that again.
Any way to make money?
Anything to make a buck, yeah.
Just makes...
Within reason.
Like, it just makes you feel like you just hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it a long time till you got employed again?
No, it wasn't. No. No.
There was an energy crisis in the 70s, if you remember that. We were low on oil, and there was lines at gas stations to get gas. Do you think we're in a similar state right now with gas prices going up?
Yeah, but I don't think it's as... I don't know if it's as bad as it was before. We were at the point where they were giving coupons, or going to give out coupons or vouchers, I guess, for gasoline. I guess in a way that never really affected me.
Did you walk places?
No, I had a car. We had a car. We had a car. But kind of like I was like staying at home. And that job that I had was only like part-time, and my mom would watch my son, and then she would watch my daughter when my daughter was born. But no, it really didn't affect me that much. No.
And at the end of the 70s, Carter was president, Jimmy Carter. What was your opinion of him? Do you like him or no?
I kind of always thought he was like a so-so president.
Yeah.
He was like a peanut grower. He didn't do anything really great. He didn't do anything really, really bad. He was there.
Like Obama, almost.
Well, yeah, I think Obama was worse.
Worse?
Yeah.
Did you vote for him, for Carter?
I don't remember if I did or not. I don't remember.
I think he was the Democrat, if that helps you. No, he was a Republican.
No, then I probably voted Democrat. I was a Democrat at the time, and I changed. Mm-hmm. I changed my party.
What made you change your party? You just didn't agree with Republicans?
Because
anymore?
Most of the people that you vote... To me, you vote for the person and not the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the people that I've read about that I liked are Republican.
Yeah.
So
now you're Republican.
I'm a Republican, yeah.
What type of his views and opinions did you agree with?
I can't answer that because I don't remember.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's all my questions, but if there's anything you want to add to, just put it out there, feel free.
Gosh.
If not, it's okay too.
Looking back on my life, it's going so fast. I can't believe that I'm as old as I am, but it's still great. It's still a great life. And, there's a lot of things I would change, a lot of things I would do over, but I'm okay, yeah.
You like how you are right now?
Yeah, I made some bad choices that have affected me now, mm-hmm. but I'm okay. Nothing I can do about that, I'm okay with that.
No regrets? Some.
Yes, some regrets, yeah, some, but it's okay.
Well,
yeah.
That's all I have. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
Thank you, Owen. Boop.